Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another very special episode of Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and his faithful sidekick, Gus. Carl and Gus put on their reporter's hats once again as they chat with the creative genius behind Timbuktoons, Todd Hampson. Find out more about Timbuktoons and how Todd's innovative resources can help your ministry. Now, let's join Carl and Gus as they interview Todd Hampson.
And welcome back to Children's Ministry Podcast. This is Carl,
and this is Gus, the comic relief that makes this thing worth listening to.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm excited to tell you, Gus, that we are going to have a special guest on the podcast today.
Really? I don't see anybody.
Well, that's because we're going to call him on the phone.
Oh, who is this guy? Would I recognize him?
Well, you might recognize him, but this is a guy that you might not recognize walking down the street, but you definitely will recognize his work if you're involved in children's ministry.
Oh, I can't wait to find out who he is.
All right, so let's give a little dial right here, and let's bring him up on the line.
You know what? If people listen to these dial tones, they can actually figure out his number.
Well, I don't think he'll mind because we're actually calling his office.
Oh, boy.
.com.
What?
And we continue to follow two big weather this morning. Thunderstorms.
I think you, I think you dialed the wrong number.
Texas.
Oops.
Hey, look, are you dyslexic or something?
No. I think, I know what I did. I dialed the wrong area code.
Well, it's a good thing because it sounded like there was a storm in that area.
Okay, well, let's try this again, and let's bring our mysterious guest on the line.
Lines are temporarily busy. Please try again later. 0106. Lines are temporarily busy.
You did arrange this ahead of time, right?
Yes, I did arrange this ahead of time.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working.
All right. Well, I don't know. He should be there. The lines are all busy. All right, let's try this one more time, and let's get him on the line. Here we go. Ready?
Boy, you'd think you'd be able to make a simple phone call here.
All right, I think we can. All right, that was weird. The lines were all busy.
Wow, the anticipation is killing me. We've already wasted an extra 49 seconds of our podcast. Okay, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, all right. Who is this mystery guy? You won't believe it. We just called, and we accidentally dialed the wrong area code, and we got some weather station or something.
Yes, well... We're glad to have you on the line. Now, before I give away who you are, go ahead and say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right, there's like millions of people listening to this podcast.
All right, well, I don't know if there's millions. But this is a guy, Gus, who if you have ever watched an Uncle Charlie music worship video.
Oh, I love those swings. If the fruit, not the spirits, not bananas.
Exactly. In fact, that might be one that you would recognize that this guy did the artwork on.
Oh.
And have you heard of David and Tisha Laughlin?
Oh, yeah, the magic couple?
This guy helped them with the packaging and the artwork for their stuff.
You did that?
Yep.
Wow.
And many of our listeners may have gone to the Willow Creek Conspire Conference, and this guy and his team worked on the branding for the Conspire Conference at Willow Creek.
Whoa! Does this guy like know Bill Hybels personally? Well,
hung out and did lunch one day. No, I've never met him.
Yeah, well, that's cool there.
And in fact, recently he just did a parody animated music video for the comedian Tim Hawkins.
Well, I'm dying to know who this guy is.
Well, I'll give you even more hints, Gus.
What?
He has even been a blessing to Kidology.
Really? You worked with this guy?
Yeah, we've had the privilege of doing that.
Oh, let me pray for you. Dear Lord, bless this man. He's had to work with Carl.
All right, be quiet. Well, this guy did the artwork for the Kidology Handbook. In fact, his team has helped me out with business cards and things. In fact, if some of you have read the Order of the Ancient book.
Oh, I love that book. I've read it over and over again.
Yeah, sure you have.
I'm just kissing up to the boss.
Well, this guy did all the artwork in that book and the cover. In fact, many of you have gotten a KidU 10th anniversary brochure in the mail.
That's coming this October, right?
And this guy did the artwork on that.
Okay, it's killing me, okay? The guy's amazing. The guy's an artist. He's talented. Tell me who he is already.
I'll give you one more hint. The word Timbuktoons.
What, he lives in Timbuktoons?
No, that's the name of his company. How you doing there, Todd?
Doing good, man. Nice to be on the phone with you guys.
Yeah, great. Hey, well, how'd you come up with the name Timbuktoons?
Yeah, we kicked around several different names. Actually, the original one I was going to go with was Tune Up Entertainment and, like, Tune Up, you know, like cartoon Tune Up.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
It was cool, and it sounded good, and we even had a goofy little monkey that we were going to use as our mascot, but unfortunately that was already taken by an animation company in Canada, so...
Oh, those Canadians, they're always ruining everything.
They do, eh?
Hey, so how did you get to be such a great artist? Were you doodling as a kid all the time?
I was. Even as a kid, I definitely could get lost for hours and not even realize the time was passing. Huge Star Wars fan as a kid, so I was always drawing the Wookiees and Jedi Knights.
Dun, 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 dun.
Gus?
Sorry. He said Star Wars. I got distracted.
So you were able to draw the spaceships and everything?
Absolutely.
I still have some of those drawings, although I don't think I'll let anybody see them.
Yeah, compared to Todd's, they probably stink. So tell me, Todd, did you ever draw on the walls and get busted?
You know, it's funny you mention that. My parents, as crazy as they are, when I was in the eighth grade, they actually let me spray paint one entire wall in my bedroom.
Wow, now there is training up a child in the way he should go. And you definitely have not departed from it.
Well, you know, one thing I'm very amazed is even if I could draw, everything that you do eventually ends up on the computer is vector art.
What?
Never mind. And on websites, what is that process, Todd, that takes, you know, from a doodle? Do you draw on paper still, or is everything electronic? How does it go from your mind to pencil, paper, pen to electronic?
Sometimes it depends on the product. We do, you know, there's been a big push in animation and illustration to go paperless just because it saves time. So I do have a piece of machinery called a Cintiq, and it's basically a computer screen that you draw right on it, and it's tilted back, so it has kind of a textured layer on top of it, so it feels like paper. So for storyboards and a lot of illustration, we do start right on the computer, but it's hand-drawn with an actual pen.
Yeah, but I tried one of those, and the problem after a while, I had whiteout all over it.
Yeah, you're not actually supposed to use real whiteout on those kind of things.
Oh, now they tell me.
So you draw on this, what's it called again?
It's called a Cintiq.
Cintiq. Is it a sin to use that thing?
What's that?
Is it a sin to use a Cintiq?
No, it is not. It is not. And it's actually sin with a C-I-N, so they tried to get fancy with the word there.
Ah, I see.
Now, you're not the only guy at Timbuktoons. You've got a team there to help you out. Tell us a little bit about them.
About a little over a year ago, actually, this month, we hired our first full-time person. His name's Sean Copley.
He is awesome! He's the guy that actually did a lot of the work on Carl's business cards and brochure, and even the blog, kidologist.com, right?
Absolutely, yeah. He's an amazing designer, and he's kind of one of these multi-hat-wearing creatives. He's a really good production manager, so he's real detail-oriented, too, and helps us set up servers and all the technical stuff as well. So he's been a huge asset and a great friend.
Well, I certainly know that when you're a creative person like we are, you got to have some detailed people around to help you out. Now, not only have you helped a lot of other ministries, like some of those that I mentioned and many others. In fact, I kind of see your touch often when I'm at a children's pastors conference. I bet Todd had a hand in that. But you create your own stuff as well. Give us kind of a quick overview of what some of the Timbuktoons products are.
Sure thing. Our signature product is Scripture Shorts, which are short cartoons that teach Scripture.
Yeah, isn't that the one with the camel got a log in his eye or something?
Exactly, plank in the eye.
I love that one. That is so funny.
And we've since revamped that product. We have a church edition and a family edition of our new Scripture Shorts volumes, and they're theme-based. So like, we have one on wisdom, one on Easter. We're currently working on an evangelism volume. And then our Christmas volume will be right after that.
And you heard it here first, I hope, on childrensministrypodcast.com.
Well, maybe. You know, one of the things I appreciate, Todd, is that not only do you create these great little Scripture Shorts, but they come with some teaching ideas and lesson ideas as well. So it's not just showing it, but giving them kind of the tools to talk about it after or before they show it.
Correct. Yeah, we definitely, our core skill set and the thing that I feel God's called Timbuktoons to do is create the content. So we're never going to get into developing full-blown curriculum, but we do have, you know, 15 to 20-minute lesson plans that go with each cartoon that are really solid lesson plans. Actually, Sean Copley's wife, Jennifer Copley, developed most of those.
Oh, that's great. And she helped edit the Kidology Handbook.
Hey, Gus, how do you know all this?
I can read your mind.
Ah, I see. Well, besides the shorts, you've done some other things, too. I know you've done some image collections, like On the Armor of God. And what are some of the other things you've done?
We have a few countdowns volumes.
I don't like those.
What do you mean you don't like those?
They make me nervous. The number's counting down, and I'm wondering what's going to happen when it gets to zero. Are we all going to blow up? Is it the end of the world? Is civilization as we know it going to cease to exist?
No, Gus, then Children's Church starts.
Oh, that's it?
Or whatever they want to count down to.
Oh, okay. Especially when I saw Countdown Red Edition, I thought, ooh, that looks even more dangerous.
Well, Gus, you would like to know there is actually one countdown that starts with an explosion, and that's our Mission Possible countdown. So you might want to check that one out.
Oh, that sounds cool. Maybe I'll put it on the TV right when Carl's wife is going to be walking in the room and scare her.
Yeah, thanks, Gus. So you've done a lot of different countdowns, images, the Timbuktu shorts. Can you tell us something maybe that you're working on right now that's kind of exciting?
Absolutely. We really have been blessed in the past 6 months, even kind of doing some things we never thought we'd do. For those of you who haven't heard, Jelly Telly, which is Phil Vischer's next venture, his post-Big Idea venture, just launched. Actually, the site didn't launch, but their demo went live, and it's something they've been working on for several years. And
that is so cool. I have a dream that someday I will get to be on Jelly Telly TV. It is so cool, and it's going to be awesome for boys and girls.
Yeah, if you go to jellytelly.tv right now, there's a video up of Phil explaining what it is. And as I watched that half-hour video where they give samples of
puppets, lots of puppets.
Yeah, there's puppets. But there's also
puppets.
Yeah, we know there's puppets, Gus. But there's also some animation. And he actually features one of your videos, doesn't he?
He does. It's one that actually they wrote and he recorded and just had us do the creative side, had us do the visual development and the production on it. It's called The Curious Tales of Alfred Wilbur Whale.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's kind of like, kind of looks scary, but not really scary because it's for kids.
Right, exactly.
And the rhyming on it, it's really cool. So you animated that, huh?
Yes, we did, yep.
I got an idea. I think you need to animate The Order of the Ancient book and put it on Jelly Telly.
That would be awesome.
That would be really good. I've been working on something top secret for Kidology.
Oh, are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, let's just say that all the artwork is done for something that's going to be coming out this fall.
Oh, I get it. You can't tell us or you'll have to kill us. You have to hunt down every person that listens to the podcast and off them.
No.
Don't worry. We would do it in a humane, painless way as much as possible.
Well, actually, Todd has worked on something, and something kind of like the Kidology Handbook, but different.
Okay, you're saying too much. Zip it, buddy. Zip it.
All right, I'm going to zip it. Well, Todd, you obviously have a heart for children's ministry, and you've got some wonderful skills that not everyone who shares your heart has those skills, and you help make their stuff just look excellent. I know you've done that for me. You've done that for Uncle Charlie and David and Tisha and several other ministries. As we just come to a close here, why don't you just kind of share what your heart and what your passion is and what you would love to be able to do or help those who are listening to our podcast?
This is it. This is like the closing argument.
Closing argument. I will present them.
Except we're not arguing.
Okay. I definitely have a passion for children's ministry and have always had a passion for animation and visual media. And to be honest, for me, it's been a long process of kind of soul searching and coming to realize before launching Timbuktoons that the things that God has gifted me with are things that he wants to use in ministry. So kind of where I live at is where art and ministry collide. And the more that I'm into this, I realize how powerful art is and how we are created in the image of God and how we respond to art and how art affects culture and children. And obviously everybody knows how much media-saturated culture we have out there and how kids respond to media. So I really have become more and more convinced that God has called me and God has called Timbuktoons to such a time as this for pretty powerful reasons, and it's been an honor and a privilege to work with ministries like Kidology and others, and it's just a real blessing to be able to, you know, do what I love doing and get paid to do it. So it's for anybody out there that is an aspiring artist or animator or even has other skills, but you're wondering how can God use this? If he gave you that skill and that talent, he definitely has a plan to use it to glorify him. So be encouraged and keep pursuing your dreams and keep pursuing the skills that he's given you.
Wow! Where's the Kleenex? I moved to tears.
All right. You know, I've often encouraging people that part of the image of God that he made us in is that ability to be creative. You know, you don't see animals being creative.
Nope! Beaver dams look the same as they always have. Birds' nests look the same as they always have.
That's right.
Dogs still aren't potty trained.
Well, Cats kind of are, though. Anyway, God has given us this ability to be creative, and he's given us all different gifts, and it's really been awesome to see Timbuktoons just blossom over the last few years. You've been a blessing to us and to many other ministries, and not only in the work you do for ministries, but the products that you create for children's ministry. So we wish you the best of luck. We thank you for being a sponsor for Kid U. And it's going to be exciting to see how everybody comes together. In fact, many of your clients are going to be there together at Kid U.
Hey, I got to ask you one final question.
Sure.
Is it true that your son's name is Luke?
It is.
And so how many times a week do you say, Luke, I am your father. Join me and together we will overthrow mother and bring order to this household.
It's funny you say that because when he was in the womb, I used to say that to him all the time.
Yeah, you and Carl have a lot in common. Yeah, obsession with Star Wars and a love for children and equipping and encouraging those who minister to them.
Well, Gus, I couldn't have thought of a better concluding sentence than that. So we'll let Todd get back to doodling. And
not on the walls.
And yes, not on the walls, on that
Vin thingamajigger thingy.
The Cintiq?
Yes, that thing. He has the technique for the Cintiq. Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody, to Children's Ministry Podcast.com. This is Gus with super awesome celebrity Todd Hampson on the line, and Carl signing off. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Children's Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, Gus wants to give you $20 when you register for Kid U. Just use discount code KIDUGUS for $20 off a 3 or 4 day pass to the Kidology University this October. Discount code expires August 31st. You can find out more about Kid U, including other trainers and speakers, by logging on to kidology.org. Tune in next time as Carl and Gus attempt another interview and learn more about the exciting sport of speed stacking and how it's being used in children's ministries across the country. Until then, see you on kidology.org.